begun now.
Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, and around the world. TV host, best-selling author, and radio personality Brad Gilmore brings you a collection of conversations with stars from movies.
Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, how are you?
The legendary Mr. Christopher Lloyd. Christopher, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. Great introduction.
Television.
Jimmy Fallon joins us this morning. Jimmy, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Thank you so much, Brad, for having me. I appreciate this, bud.
Kelly Ripa.
Brad, thank you for having me.
Comedy.
Jay Leno joins us. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Good morning.
Music.
Lola Monroe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The legendary frontman of AC/DC, Brian Johnson, joins us right now. Brian, how you doing?
Good morning, Brockwood. Looking to talk. You mean funny lad.
Grammy Award winner Maya joins us.
How are you?
And more.
And more.
This is The Collection. Now your host, The Boat, Brad Gilmore.
And welcome back to The Collection. We're continuing our run of just incredible conversations with incredible people, man. If you've enjoyed so far everything you've heard over the last several weeks, if not months on The Collection, I really appreciate it. Consider leaving us a little five-star review in the podcast, wherever you are, Spotify, Apple. Helps us out, man. It really does. Got some really good news to be sharing with everybody soon. I'll do that kind of on the Brad Gilmore Show edition in this feed of the podcast. But this conversation, man, continues on. You know him, Emilio Estevez. Well, if you're someone of my generation, you know him from D3, The Mighty Ducks, a variety of different movies that he's been in. He was actually just on the Disney Plus Game Changer show, which he was great at. But his name is Emilio Estevez. He's the son of the legend himself, Martin Sheen, and the brother of Charlie Sheen. And Emilio had a passion project that he wrote, directed, and stars in. But really, the star of the show is his dad, Martin Sheen. And we're going to talk to Emilio Estevez right now about the new movie, The Way. And what's really cool about this film is it's not new. It's coming out in theaters due to Fathom Events nationwide. However, the movie came out back in 2011. It's when I graduated high school. But he says that the movie is more relevant now than it even was back then, and he's really excited for everyone to understand the journey of The Way. So let's get to my convo with Emilio Estevez. And he's joining us right now to talk about the movie that he wrote, directed, and stars in. It's going to be re-released to the world on May 16th, thanks to Fathom Events. Nationwide, about 800 theaters. There's over a dozen in the Houston area that you can go watch this very important movie. He joins us right now, Emilio Estevez. Emilio, thank you so much for doing the show.
Hey, good morning, Brad. Thanks for having me on. Really,
you know,
appreciate it.
I appreciate the time, and I appreciate this film. This film is called The Way. It came out in 2010, 2011, a movie that you were very closely connected to, both writing, directing. You were in the film itself. The film stars your father, Martin Sheen. Very important movie, I say, especially coming off the pandemic. I got to watch the film, and to me, the movie was all about, not all about, but partially about self-discovery. And finding yourself. And I think that's what a lot of us went through during the pandemic. Is that why you felt like maybe this was a good time to re-release this movie?
Indeed. I think that the film is really now the movie that we need more than we even think that we needed it. It's obviously it's about self-discovery, but it's also about grief and loss, and you know, so which is what so much of us have experienced following the pandemic. It has had this amazing following, almost like a cult following. But we really felt that getting it back onto the screen, having people see it together in a movie theater was something that was necessary.
Yeah, there's something about a communal experience that everyone goes through, whether you're watching a play live on the stage or a movie in the cinema. It has a certain impact when you can see others around you responding to the same things that you are. The movie was partially inspired by a book called Off the Road and partially inspired by real life events. Can you tell people kind of what the genesis of the movie was?
Well, sure. My son was actually accompanying my father on a trip to Spain in 2003. He was working as his assistant on the West Wing. And my dad had always wanted to go and check out the Camino, but they didn't really have the time to walk it because it takes about 40 days. So they rented a car and they started driving along the route, and because he had to be back for season, I think, 5 on the West Wing. So they started driving and they stopped in a town called Burgos, which is north of Madrid. That's along the Camino. And my son met a gal. It was quite literally the innkeeper's daughter named Julia. Fell in love, decided to move to Spain. And several years later, 6 years later, they were married. And in fact, they now have a child, my granddaughter, Alma. And so that was sort of the beginning of my introduction to the Camino. Of course, while he was living in Spain, I went over, spent time with him, was curious about these pilgrims coming through their village and their town. And my dad and I began this dialogue about making a film on the Camino. I wanted to be able to spend some time with my son, and it looked like I would have to go to Spain to do that. So we came up with this narrative about an older man who had lost his old adult son on the Camino by way of a tragedy, which is, you know, in a roundabout way, kind of what happened to me, although, you know, not quite as dark. So we began to talk through what the story would be, and then lo and behold, there was a script, and then the script became a movie, and it was really sort of a very blessed movie, because it's a movie that that came together inspired by a son dedicated to my grandfather Francisco, and starring my father Martin Sheen.
Very personal story, you know, coming from real life events, like you said, from your actual life. Now, when writing the film, because I'm always fascinated by writing and the writing process that everyone goes through. I know that you wrote the movie. When writing these characters, you had to have written the character that your father portrays with him in mind. I would think, even just as a device, if like I know how my father would act in this situation, I know the dialogue that he might say, so let me write it with him in mind, even if he doesn't end up playing it. Am I right on that?
Absolutely right, and fortunately he was available when we were ready to shoot. But yes, I wrote it specifically for him. He likes to tell stories about, well, he tried to encourage me to hire other people, but there was nobody else that I had ever envisioned in this role. I mean, Martin Sheen is a national treasure, as far as a thespian, as far as a man of integrity. And certainly someone who has great, social conscience, and he's sort of the guy that I couldn't actually visualize anybody else in this role but him. And so we set about to, make this movie on a very low budget across all, we traveled across the 500 miles across the north of Spain on the Camino de Santiago. There was no, we didn't fake anything. We got out there. We walked about 250 miles of it with a 50-person crew. So, we all laced up our hiking boots every morning and put our backpacks on and shot the film very much like Pilgrims. We shot it on Super 16. It was a very scrappy lot. And the film, it doesn't feel like a cheap independent movie. It really feels like an emotional epic, which is what I set out to do.
And people can see The Way re-released in theaters thanks to Fathom Events May 16th. There's over a dozen theaters that are playing it in the Houston, Texas area, so make sure you go watch this movie, a one-day event. I have this question, though, because when you write something, they say writers are the worst editors. And when you write a script and then you're going to direct it, was there something that you wrote in the script that didn't make it into the movie that was really hard for you to cut?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, that's sort of the bummer with independent movies. It's like, every day counts. Every day is, you make your day and you're just so relieved. There's about 5 days of shooting of pages that were in the script that are not in the movie. And that's a lot on a smaller film. So, yes, of course, there were some big scenes, some big sequences that I thought were so important to the movie, and yet, you can't ask audiences to sit through a 2-hour and 45-minute film that is essentially about people walking 500 miles. because it would feel like it, right?
Absolutely. My final question to Emilio again. The film's called The Way. Fathom Events, May 16th. Don't miss out. You want to see this movie on a big screen with a bunch of people. It's going to really give that impact that the film really has. Is it difficult to direct somebody? You called your dad a national treasure. He also is your father, but he's an incredible actor. Is it hard to direct somebody the caliber of actor as your dad, Martin Sheen, and kind of disagree with choices that he might be making?
Well, you know, it's funny that you ask. My dad has never met a stranger, and, you know, he's always running for mayor. And so he will, first thing he does when he meets you, he says, you know, where are you from? And you know, who are your parents? Where'd you go to school? And he wanted to be that character while we were filming. And I said, look, man, you're not Martin in this movie. You're Tom. You're a country club guy. You have golf buddies. You don't hang out with people that you don't relate to. You don't speak Spanish. So stop all that nonsense. You'll get there. You'll become the character that you are by the end of the movie. But in the meantime, we have to see this character evolve. And so that's really the only conflict we had on set was I had to get him to not be himself, which you know, he just bristled at. And but I think, you know, I think we got him there. He's certainly, I mean, the reviews were, you know, we've gotten great reviews, but, you know, it's always about how he's prickly, how he's a curmudgeon, and he had to play that role. And it was against every fiber of his being.
Well, that's why he's such a great actor. That's why the movie is so great. It's called The Way. Emilio Estevez wrote, directed. He's in the movie. It stars his father, Martin Sheen. It's going to be on Fathom Events screens in your area on May 16th. Emilio, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, Brad, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it, man.
Hurry up, tape running out.